Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. If you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today we're speaking with Mr. Andrew Rosen, CFP, CEP, Lifelong Advisor, and partner at Diversified Lifelong Advisors, a financial planning and investment advisory firm based in Wilmington, Delaware. Mr. Rosen, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me, Eric. How are you doing today?
Doing well, and really appreciate your asking, and I hope all is well for you, and looking forward to hearing from you and learning a couple of things as well. So being in the industry almost 20 years, what is the most valuable advice you could give a client?
Yeah, it's a great question, Eric. So I think most people approach their careers and their lives in the wrong order, which is they get a job, and then their lifestyle supports their job, and they work harder and harder, and they then go buy bigger things and more things and second homes. And finally, at the end of the day, they realize what truly makes them happy, what they're about. Whereas I think if most people sat down early on in their careers and really focused their time and energy on saying, what makes me happy? What am I about? What is my life meaning? And where do I want to go? And then they work to support that. I think you have a much better outcome and a meaning behind what you're doing versus the other.
Certainly a great way to lead things off here today. Now, of course, everyone in business needs to, if they are trying to build trust with their clients. How does one actually build trust with their clients? How are you doing that?
Sure. I think it's really simple. It's, to me, it's do what you say. I think we all are living the world today where customer service is not as important for some reason as it used to be. You get put on hold. You call a contractor and he says, yeah, I'll get you a quote by the end of the week, or it doesn't call you back. And now it's weeks later, you feel like you're bothering them. At our firm, we have the same business day guarantee in getting back to people. And we quite simply do what we say. If we say we're going to look into something, get back to you by weekend, we'll get back to you by weekend. And I think people appreciate that and yearn for it in today's sort of detached society.
I like that, and that goes a long way. Do what you say you're going to do. That's very, very important. Good stuff. Now, in what ways is COVID-19 and other unprecedented events impacting the way people are investing this year?
You know, it's interesting. So I think you have three sides of the coin. We have our demographic that is truthfully doing nothing. They believe in the long-term success of the market. They believe making a change now doesn't make sense. And that's probably the biggest core of individuals that at least we deal with. But then you have the people on one side of the spectrum that are nervous, and they want adjustments. They see a much grimmer future here, at least for the next couple of years, and so they're peeling back their risk appetite. Conversely, and interestingly enough, I probably have more people on the other side of the spectrum who are saying, hey, Andrew, next big dip, we're in this for the long haul. Let's buy. Let's shift conservative assets into growth assets. Let's put more money into stocks from cash, and really seeing it as an opportunistic time period. So, again, three sides of the coin. I'm not going to say which is right or wrong, but people are influenced. I mean, it wasn't that long ago that a lot of people saw 2008, and most people with wealth today lived through that. It wasn't like 30 years ago. And so I think those experiences come now have taught a lot of people as to how they're going to grow and get through something like this, and especially from an investing standpoint.
Yes, sir. Most certainly there, and really appreciate your input. So far today, we're joined by Mr. Andrew Rosen, CFP, CEP, Lifelong Advisor and Partner at Diversified Lifelong Advisors, a financial planning and investment advisory firm based in Wilmington, Delaware. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, as we continue on, how are you advising clients through the current economic climate?
Yeah, no, it's a great question, Eric. So we believe in our firm in financial plans and planning and modeling and strategizing. And in doing so, during times like this, this is where you test your mettle. This is where you test your plan. So when it comes to most of our clients, truthfully, it's now let's work the plan. Now is not the time to deviate from the plan. We prepared that this was going to happen. I mean, people for the past 10, 11 years have been begging for a sell-off, for a recession. They've been saying, oh, it's coming. I'm nervous. It's coming. And so those people that came to us and we built a plan, we educated before these events happen. And so when they do, they need reminding, they need coddling and hand-holding and educating. But changing things, this is not the time. This is not the time for clients to go off the rails and deviate to something that doesn't speak to the plan we made in cooler, calmer times, knowing something like this was going to happen. So it may not be sexy. It may not be that crazy of a notion, but it's if you make plans during good times, you make them for bad times. And so it's staying the course. It's working the plan.
Definitely appreciate your response and comforting the way you did break it down and explain it. Most helpful there. Tell us, what long-term effects will COVID-19 have on the future of finance as you see it?
So I think I look at this through certainly through two different spectrums. One is through the spectrum of financial advice. And certainly, we were heavily in-person meetings before, and I certainly can see a world where we start to see a big shift into being able to touch and work with people remotely, and so a bigger reach and easier to get into people's living rooms. And I think certainly older generations, boomers who weren't as savvy in the Zoom and the go-to meetings are now getting there, and I think we can use it as a tool to help us out. So from the advice side, I think, and from my perspective, I see that really emerging here. And then from the other side of things, I think people are going to have to look at where they are saving their money. So what I mean by that is the conventional wisdom forever was you save 3 to 6 months of money in cash for emergency savings. You max out 401ks first and foremost, and now you're sort of on a glide path, and then we keep adding where we can. Moving forward, I can certainly start to see a shift where if events like this, people are nervous, will continually arise, the need to have liquidity may become more important. And things in 401ks, assets in 401ks don't really have ultimate liquidity or penalty. So not that people should be saving less, but maybe the sort of old adage of 3 to 6 months emergency savings, maybe that increases here. I can also see a world where you go contribute to your 401k to a match, and then maybe you take the overage instead of keep bumping up the 401k as your first line of defense. You start a non-retirement investment account. You lose some tax benefits, of course, but does it provide you peace of mind that these dollars you can go grab? They're easily accessible, penalty-free. And so I think you may start to see a shift in people's comfort zone of that safety net and that easily accessible dollars. So I can see that really starting to emerge here, the ensuing from this.
Mr. Rosen, really appreciate your joining us here today and sharing your insight and information per your expertise in the financial industry. As we conclude today, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share along the lines of our conversation today?
I think that where I would leave everyone is where I started, which is really think what makes you happy. Think what's important to you. And then let your finances, your life, support that. Work towards that. Life's short. And we all deserve to be truly happy. And so make that the focal point. And I think you'll start to see things shift around you and priorities adjust accordingly.
I certainly like the sounds of that, and that certainly does make sense how it all will fall into place and adjust accordingly. Good stuff, and again, we really appreciate your sharing your input here today on the program. Where can listeners be in touch with you and get more information on Diversified Lifelong Advisors?
Sure. So a couple quick spots. Our website, lifelongadvisors.com. You can connect with us there. I also write a weekly blog that people seem to like, which is nice, and get good feedback on, and they can sign up for that on our website, lifelongadvisors.com, and connect with me socially on LinkedIn or Facebook, and I'd love to keep sharing my message with others and help out anyone I can. I feel it's my calling, and I enjoy doing so.
Certainly sounds like a plan, and thanks so much for what you do in the financial industry as well. Again, Mr. Rosen, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. It was a real joy being here today, so thank you very much.
And it definitely was with great pleasure. Thank you. We've been speaking with Mr. Andrew Rosen, a CFP, CEP, Lifelong Advisor and partner at Diversified Lifelong Advisors, a financial planning and investment advisory firm based in Wilmington, Delaware. And for all the details, visit lifelongadvisors.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.